Very long ago, Joseph and his wife Mary were traveling in Bethlehem, looking for a place to stay the night. But there was no room for them in the inn. But they were taken in at a stable. And there, baby Jesus, the Lord, was born. What a wonderful thing. The baby Lord was born. How wonderful it is that the Lord brings babies into the world. Do you know there's some babies here tonight? If you look around, you might see a baby or two. We might hear them talking or calling out. And the amazing thing about when people are born into the world, that the Lord sends his angels to be with both the mother and with the newborn baby to ensure that there's peace with them, to make sure that they are safe, and that their thought, the thoughts of the mother and the father, that their thoughts are lifted up towards heaven. And so when the baby Lord is born, where do our thoughts go? Our thoughts are lifted up to heaven because the angels are with us. And you know, the story of Christmas started even well before the Lord was born. Because the human race had fallen astray. They had lost their way. We learn about that story in the Garden of Eden. Because remember, Adam and Eve were in this beautiful garden. The Lord had given them everything they could possibly need. But there was something about human nature that wants to take possession of things that belong to God. There's something about human nature where we want to get things for ourselves and not be concerned about others. And so selfishness comes into the picture. And we call that the fall of man. And so remember in that story of the serpent? The serpent was said to have to crawl on its belly, lower than all the other animals. And the Lord gave the first prophecy that someday he would be born into the world. Because when mankind had lost its way, the Lord made sure that there would be a way back. That his people could someday know and love him once again. So there'd be a way back to Eden. There'd be a way back to heaven. So the Lord said that a day would come when the seed of the woman, who would be the seed of the woman? The child born of a woman, Mary, the woman, would give birth to the Lord Jesus. The seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent. And that's a prophecy of why the Lord came into the world. He is called Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. So we too have fallen astray. How do we find our way back to the Lord? Well, the Lord makes sure that implanted within each one of us is a capacity to find our way back. So what is that capacity? It's the capacity, the ability to see the star. And so there was a prophecy that a star would be given and that star would lead, of course, would lead the wise men back to where the Lord was there. Now there's something curious that, you know, the Lord promises to come back, but there can be this very long period, a long period of feeling lost and alone and sad. But during that time, the Lord would make sure that there's something of his presence here in this world on earth. And that presence for all those years was symbolized in Judah. The scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. You see, the scepter, the rule. The Lord made sure that his presence would be on earth until the time when the Lord himself would be born into the world. And then the scepter would depart from Judah, and then who would take the reign? It would be the Lord himself. But you know, there's many things that cause us to doubt the Lord. We know that there's a heaven within us. The kingdom of heaven is within you, the Lord says. But sometimes that kingdom seems very far away because we're very caught up with our worldly lives. We have our feelings and emotions. We're busy. We seem like we don't have enough time. But even though we're caught up in things of this world, the Lord is preparing the way. He gives words of hope, words of promise. Even as the Lord gave words of hope and promise to Zacharias, that he would have a son, even though he and his wife were very old. No doubt they had long given up hope. And so when the angel came to Zacharias, he doubted that this could be. So he was made dumb. He could not speak until that promise was fulfilled and his son John was finally born. What is happening with us while we're waiting for something to happen? We're waiting for the Lord to be born. Maybe we're like the prodigal son. You know that story? The story of the young man who took his inheritance from his father and then he squandered it. He wasted his father's substance in riotous living. He was living a selfish life. He had no concern for the morrow in the sense that he had no sense of responsibility. And he got to the point where he felt so alone, so afraid. There's something in him that woke up. It's like he saw a star. He saw something of common sense that the Lord had already planted in him, but he had forgotten. But the Lord brought that to mind. So that son determined in his mind that he would go back and serve his father. And we know how his father loved him, in fact, anticipated the return of his son and embraced him. So we can be like that prodigal son. We're lost. We're far away. And we might wonder, Lord, why don't you show us? We know that the baby Lord was born, but what does that have to do with us? One time the Lord had a conversation with his disciples. He was having his last supper with them. And they know that the disciples knew that the Lord had come from his Father. But where was the Father? Where is that divine power? Where is that eternal strength? Where is our Creator God? And Jesus said, in answering a question of Philip, he said, "Have I been so long with you, Philip? And have you not known me? He who has seen me has seen the Father." Where is the Lord tonight? Where is the Lord in our lives? Even as the Lord was with the human race during all those centuries, did they know him? Did they realize him, that he was there? Well, the Lord gave them prophecies to keep alive some glimmer of hope. The Lord would send a star even during those times when the Lord seemed far away in the darkness of human sadness and misery. Have I been so long time with you? He who has seen me has seen the Father. If we see that the Lord's intention is to save us from our sins, we will realize that his coming into the world, born as an infant, is so that we might come to know our God and that he can establish his kingdom within us, and that he might realize in our lives that hope and the peace that comes from bringing together the things of heaven into the earth of our natural lives. So when we say the Lord's Prayer, as in heaven, so upon the earth, now the Lord has come to earth that we may find our way back to heaven. Amen.